Welcome to Nightingtales. This podcast was created during the International Year of the Nurse and Nurse Midwife. And what a year that was. This podcast is dedicated to telling stories of nurses from across our profession. Our goal is to introduce you to the seemingly infinite possibilities in nursing and encourage you to find your true passion within this work. I'm your host, Jessica Spruitt, and I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining this final episode of Nightingtales. I am so grateful to each of you for listening throughout this past year. Here we are. It's our 52nd episode, and we are now completing what is a full year of interviews with experts from across our profession. I, as the host of this podcast, have truly enjoyed getting to meet each person that we interviewed and learning about another aspect of nursing. When I reflect back a little bit on the beginning of our podcast, I want to start by thanking the second degree BSN students that I had the pleasure of teaching in the fall 2019 semester at Wayne State University. This group was very bright, they were talented, and they had thoughtful questions and a genuine interest in nursing. Their inquiries about what it really meant to be a nurse and where they would fit in the range of roles within our profession inspired me. You see, I had an advantage of being raised by a deeply passionate registered nurse who embodies all of the qualities I hope to display as a nurse. My mom has spent her entire career, longer than my lifetime, dedicating her time and talent to the care of patients. She taught me what it means to be a nurse and how important this work is. I watched as neighbors and friends would consult her for every ailment and confided in her with especially sensitive information. My mom taught me about Florence Nightingale. We celebrated Nurses Week, and she truly inspired my passion for nursing. She's taken on several different roles throughout my lifetime and has been able to maintain her professional practice while prioritizing our family. She's also been a steadfast cheerleader throughout my nursing journey, and for that, I'm eternally grateful. As she would say, the sky is the limit. And it was that message, as well as so many others, that I felt I needed to share with listeners and offer that perspective about our profession. Nursing is a profession of infinite opportunities. We are able to participate in the beginning of life, the end of life, and all of the moments in between. We support health and wellness and strive for restoration and recovery. We work with individuals, patients, families, communities, and on much larger levels, as you've heard over the past year on this podcast. We work in every environment. One of the greatest joys of this podcast was pursuing various roles to be represented. At the same time, however, I found that that presented one of the greatest challenges. There were just too many to choose from, and if time had no limits, we would continue to host guests weekly for years to come. There are so many more roles that I wish we had the opportunity to explore on this podcast. Despite this limitation, however, I do hope that the episodes were meaningful for you. I hope they offered a new perspective, a pearl of wisdom, or the encouragement that you needed. I hope you'll share these episodes with potential emerging and experienced nurses. If you find yourself in nursing struggling or not as fulfilled as you hope that you would be, I hope you'll reflect back on this podcast and think about all of the opportunities that do exist for you and the many different avenues you could pursue rather than leaving our profession altogether. We all know that if you have the grit and perseverance to successfully complete a nursing program, and become certified as a nurse, we know that you have something to offer and something that's so important. And that really the world needs your time and talent. And I hope that you'll continue to be my colleague in nursing. I would like to thank Dean Klebo and the College of Nursing at Wayne State University for supporting this podcast. Rather than laughing off the idea being posed by a professor who had never listened to a podcast herself, Dean Klebo supported it and recognized an opportunity for us to share how much this profession means. Mary Ellis and Alex Benkowski from the College of Nursing also supported this, the technology, and seamlessly stitched together each episode. I would especially like to thank each of the guests from this podcast. Friends, classmates, colleagues, students, and mentors graciously shared their time for this project. I sought people I went to high school with, as well as classmates from the Colleges of Nursing at Michigan State University, Rush University, and Case Western University. Colleagues from Wayne State accommodated interviews, suggested specialties within our field to highlight, and connected me to their networks. Remarkably, strangers I had never met kindly replied to my emails and scheduled time slots to share their journeys. It was humbling to experience their generosity and the dedication of each nurse that I contacted as they selflessly agreed to share their experience to better inform someone else's. It didn't matter, I found as I was conducting these interviews, it didn't matter how much I knew or how much interest I personally had in the specific nursing role that was being featured. Each guest ignited a spark within me that made me believe they might just have the best role in our profession. I loved that no matter what trajectory the interview took, what topics we discussed, the various paths that people took, it naturally and inevitably ended with words of encouragement and support. I couldn't believe the number of people that offered to share their email addresses, to be contacted by listeners of this podcast, to offer a shadowing opportunity. It was truly amazing to see nurses come together. This podcast defied the narrative about nursing, even during some of the toughest times in healthcare. I can't thank enough each of the guests for offering that to our listeners and reminding us why this profession is so very important. You have inspired and refueled me. So with that, I would like to wish each of our listeners a happy Nurses Week. As we prepare to celebrate the anniversary of Florence Nightingale's birth on May 12th and celebrate the incredible work nurses everywhere are doing, I hope you are able to take a moment and reflect on what this profession means to you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and, much more importantly, for your commitment to the populations we serve. Thank you for listening to this episode of Night and Tales. As you do, we encourage you to consider the unique nature of each person's journey through this profession. The views shared on this podcast are those of an individual, not the academic institution that they graduated from, their employer, or the professional organization that they're active in. The stories of their career path and progression are not intended to suggest that there is a uniform approach to achieving similar accomplishments, but to open your mind to all that is available to you. Each journey in nursing is as unique as each individual that we serve,